Today we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah, right? Okay, so what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is literally translated as the head of the year. What does that mean? What does it mean it's the head of the year? So that's going to explain that, and we're going to explain the halakhas associated with that as well. So the first thing you have to know, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that brings down a machlokus as to when the world was created. So machlokus Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says the world was created in Nisan. Rabbi Eliezer says the world was created in Tishri. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rosh Hashanah is when the world was created. Not the world was created, when Adam HaRishon was actually created. The sixth day of creation. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, just as Adam HaRishon was chote, sinned on Rosh Hashanah, and on his sins he was judged, so too, Kol Baye Olam, all of his descendants, which is the whole world, on that day, for the future, are judged on their sins. That's why Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. So that's fine according to Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Yeshua, who says the world was created in Nisan, how does he explain what we have Rosh Hashanah? So there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, and basically, we have a machlokas here when the world was created. Like, how can we have a machlokas in such a thing? I mean, like, God, we don't know when God created the world. So Tosfos says there's no real machlokas. I mean, there is a machlokas, but there's no real machlokas. Huh? So Tosfos explains in Rosh Hashanah that they're actually arguing. There's actually, the argument is based on something else. It's basically, there's no real argument. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the world was created in machshava, in thought, on Echad B'Tishri, whatever it means, the thought of God, and in actuality, was created in Nisan. Right? Now let's get a better understanding of this. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmid of Beit Shammai. And Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmid of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is Chesed, Shammai is Din. The world Alpi Din was created in Tishri, and the world Alpi Chesed was created in Nisan. Nisan is the time of Chesed. The world comes to expression. Even the fruit, the fruit, the beginning of the fruit, like when you're on Nisan, you go out and you see the livluv, the beginning of the fruit coming out, and you make a bracha on Peres Ha'ilam because the world is coming to expression. Chesed is bringing to expression. Din, right, is in machshava. Din is tachlis. When a person has a machshava to do something, before he does something, he has a thought to do it. The thought to do something, like the kavana, the way he's going, the tachlis, the purpose of where he's going, is in his thought. Din is the tachlis, the purpose of where we're going. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who's a Talmud of Beit Shammai, right? Beit Shammai represents Din, and the Gros says that in the world of Din, which is Yemot HaMashiach, the halacha will be like Beit Shammai. In the world, our world that we live in, the world of Olam Hazeh, right? This world is a world of Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. That's why the halacha is like Beis Hillel, right? But the world of Din is the world of Tachlis. So Beit Shammai, the halacha is going to be like Beit Shammai in the world of Tachlis. What's the world of Tachlis? The world of purpose, the world of where we're going, is Yimot HaMashiach. The purpose of this world is to bring us to Yimot HaMashiach. That's Beit Shammai. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, who's a Talmud of Beit Shammai, the beginning of the world, Al Pi Tachlito, the tachlis of the world was created, the machshava of the world was on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, that's a time of din, when we're judged. That's why what din is. Din is when we're judged on our tachlis, when we're judged on our purpose. So that's why this is a period of time of judgment of the Jewish people and the whole world. That's why Rosh Hashanah is Yimei HaDin. Understand? Clear? Nisan is a period of time of chesed. That's why anything new happens in Nisan. The birth of the Jewish people as a people happened in Nisan. Because the world came to its expression in Nisan. The expression of the world, it can only be when the Jewish people are born. That's why the world, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, when God connected to the world through the Beis HaMikdash, through the Mishkan, right? The Mishkan was hukam, was established on Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
The world came to its form of expression. God came to a fuller form of expression in Nisan, right? The Jewish people who represents God's expression were born in Nisan. So Nisan is a period of expression of the world. The tachlis, if the world going to its tachlis, to its purpose, that's the time of Din, that's Tishri, that's Rosh Hashanah. That's, because that's the machshava, that's the world, the beginning of the world, mitzad machshava.
Now, there's a very important question. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Rosh Hashanah could be one day. Sometimes it was 2 days. In Golus, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's 2 days. So why do you need 2 days for Yom HaDin? 1 day is enough. You judge 1 day, finished. So this kasha is actually asked, and the Zohar gives an answer. And the answer to it is, there's two types of din. Din, din kasha, that's a lashon of the Zohar, or din rafia. Din kasha means a hard din. And din rafia, which is the second day, is a lower din. Now I'm not playing with words. When the Zohar says something, it means it. We have to try and understand it. Now, the Arizal also says, he brings this machlokus of Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua, and he says that the machlokus between them is in when the world was created. The pnimi of the world, the inner worlds, and the outer worlds. The inner worlds were created on Rosh Hashanah. The outer worlds were created on Nisan. Now we have to understand, the outer worlds is the world of expression. It's basically not arguing on Tosfos. The inner world is the world of Tachlis, purpose. Now, he says, therefore, that what does this mean? The first day of Rosh Hashanah is the world, we're judged on our inner worlds. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we're judged on our outer worlds. Now, I'm going to explain to you what that means soon. We have to understand what Rosh Hashanah is. It's a very, very big day. We do not understand what a big day is. If we were to understand what a big day is, we would tremble. We wouldn't be moving from the base of Medrash. We wouldn't be moving from our Gemaras. And when you see now the Halacha, you will realize what a big day it is and why the Halachas are the way they are. So let's explain now what that means. So let's first of all explain these things. I'll be more pshat. So there's a Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler explains that what does it mean Din Akasha and Din Arafia? This is how he explains. He says, on the first day, we're judged on us and our avoda, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in ourselves. That means how much we're living up to our own personal purpose. That's Din Akasha. That's difficult because a person, Adam, he's an Adam. He's a person who's an Inish. Inish means he forgets. He forgets his creator. So the Rambam says, what do we need in order we don't forget our creator? We forget our creator when we eat. We forget our creator when we're... Lots of times we forget our creator. We have to always be reminded. The Rambam's lashon, the Rambam is, even though tkiya shofar, the blowing of the shofar, is a gzeiras hakasav, is a din Torah, that means, and therefore we cannot understand the full reasoning behind it, remez yesh bedava, there's a hint. Wake up from your slumber. A human being is in a slumber. He's in a normal slumber from connecting with his creator. Wake up. The shofar is there to awaken you from your slumber. And the awakening through the slumber is to be ma'orer you, to waking you up to tshuva. Tshuva means coming back to your source, coming back to who you really are, to your creator. And that's the purpose of shofar and Rosh Hashanah, to bring us back to where we are. And if you understand, who can stand in din? Who can stand in of himself to say, I did what I was supposed to do this year? No one. So forget the first day of Rosh Hashanah. No one's going to be passing that one. So we need shofar. Shofar helps us in this way. Shofar tells, it takes a Kodesh Baruch Hu from Kiseh HaDin, from the seat of Din, the king is on his seat of Din, and puts him on Kiseh Rachamim,
the seat of mercy. How does it do that? We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know I'm a human being. I know I'm in a slumber most of the year. I know I'm not doing my purpose. But I want to come back to you. Abba, Ima, I want to come back to you. I want to come back to who I really am. And when we plead that, and that's what the shofar does for us, that pleading, that crying. Now I'm not going to explain shofar. Shofar is a whole thing on itself, but maybe I'll explain. The Gemara says, where do we learn? You have a tkia, tu, then you have shvar, tu, 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 and then you have trua, tu, 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 right? And you have another tkia. So tkia is a call of shofar, is a call of simcha. The shvarim trua is a call of bechi. Where do we learn the note for shvarim trua? We learn that from the cry of the mother of Sisera when she was waiting in the window for her son to come back from battle, and she was crying because she realized he didn't come back. And there's two types of crying. There's genuchi ganach, that's that's the shvarim, and then there's the trua. That's a more pnimi cry. You understand what I'm saying? It's a type of cry. It's a broken down cry. That you're broken down. And then there's a much deeper breaking down of self. The shofar is to be more aware us with an inner cry. That we're not who we really are. We're broken down. We're breaking down in tears to our Creator and asking Him, please help us to come back. The Rashash. You heard of the Rashash? Rashash was a big Kabbalist, he said. How can we pass Yemei Hadin on Rosh Hashanah? He says, you can be called a Baal Tshuva, a person who is doing Tshuva, if you take on one thing that you know is different from last year, that you're going to do this year, and you're definitely going to do it. You're considered a Baal Tshuva, and you will be written in the Book of Life. Life on the first day does not mean physical life only. It means your status in the world to come. Because it's the world, the first day is the world of Pnimius, the world of the inner worlds, the world of the spiritual worlds. Ramban explains, we're judged on our world to come on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You with me? So that's the hardest day to get through. And we need shofar. We need shofar also on the second day. That's dinner kasha. You with me? I understand our dinner kasha? The second day of Rosh Hashanah, so Rav Dessler explains, is dinner rafia. Now remember, the way we explain it, it's kitsonis, it's expression. How does a person have expression? Expression is with other people. How is expression with other people? So we're judged not only on ourselves, are we living up to our purpose? We're judged if Chas V'Shalom, this person would not be here, how would it affect the people around him? How would they be missing him? So we're not judged just on ourselves, we're judged, say you have connection with a big tzaddik, and Chas V'Shalom, if you were not to be around, the big tzaddik would be in a lot of pain that you weren't around, right? Or whoever it is. And they don't deserve to lose you. So you won't be lost. Because based on that, the big tzaddik doesn't deserve this pain. So you won't be lost because of that. You with me? So your relationship with other people is effectively judged on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Your connection, the way you express, that's chitzonius olam. That's dinya rafa. And that's much easier to get through. You with me? Understand the concept? So you're explaining that it's a good idea to connect to tzaddik, but that's not the reason to just pass Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah asay. It says v'davka bo. You should cling to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu is eish ochla. He's a fire that consumes. How can you connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara says, so you connect to Talmidei Chachamim. How do you connect to Talmidei Chachamim? You do business with them. You marry their daughters, right? You basically connect with them in their normal way, like friendly way, like you connect with them. Because now, what's the reason for that? How so you
connect with the Talmud Chacham, you marry his daughter, how does that help? You do business with him, how does that help? Because if you connect to someone who is a tzaddik, you're going to learn from his actions. Just as the Gemara in Erevin says, they made a special takana that you couldn't do Eruv Chatzeres with a goy. Why? Because they don't want you to live near the goyim. Why don't they want you to live near the goyim? So you won't learn from his actions. So nowadays we have televisions. No, we live with the goy. We put the goy in our house. Or internet, even better. We put the goy in our house, right? So, okay. We could understand that would be a takana of Chazal not to have those things, or at least have it with some sort of like shmira, right? Okay, so we got it? So basically, that's why we should be connected with righteous people, with good people. And obviously, the point is that we would be good. It's the real work is on us to be good. The reason we should connect with righteous people is in order for us to learn from their actions and ourselves to be good. Clear? Now we understand Rosh Hashanah a little bit. Now, let's go back, and now we're going to start the halachas. Right? Rosh Hashanah is called the head of the year. We started with that question. Why is it the head of the year? It's called Hayom Harat Olam, the birth of the world. At birth, if a child doesn't get a little bit of oxygen, you could have brain damage. It's a very, very sensitive time. Rosh Hashanah is a very, very sensitive time. The head of the year is a very, very sensitive time. However the head is, so will the whole year be. So whatever we do on Rosh Hashanah, whatever specific things we act in, whatever way we act on Rosh Hashanah, can have a tremendous effect on the whole year, just as the birth of a child can have a tremendous effect on the whole child. You with me? So that's why Chazal said, we have 10 days of repentance, Asarat Yemei Tshuva. During these 10 days till Yom Kippur, which is the beginning of the year, even a person, it's a halacha, even if a person who eats non-Jewish bread shouldn't eat it in this period. He should eat only Jewish bread. After Yom Kippur, he's going to go back to eat non-Jewish bread. That doesn't look like tshuva. No. Pas Yisrael. Yeah, I mean Pas Yisrael. That's it. Pas Akum or Pas Yisrael. So you shouldn't eat Pas Akum. Even if you normally eat Pas Akum during the rest of the year, these 10 days, eat Pas Yisrael. Why? You're going to go back to Pas Akum afterwards? So why is that? Is that hypocrisy? No. This is birth. This is stera. Whatever you do now, whatever your actions are now, are going to have an effect on the whole year. Be ma'orer yourself. Wake yourself up. This is going to have an impression on your whole year. So this is a very, very special time not to waste on anything stupid. To be uplift ourselves. That's why we have, now this is Yemei Adin. This is a time of judgment. Judgment is always a time of kirva, of closeness. The person you closer to, you judge more. Because you have more expectations. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu is closer to us, he has more expectations. We'll speak about that when we come to Yom Kippur. We'll speak more about that. But this is a very special time. And that's how it comes in halacha. We'll see now the special halachas for these things. So now, let's start the halachas. The first halacha is, which we're going to start on Motzei Shabbos for our Ashkenazi friends. Sfarim have already been doing it for the last 3 weeks. But we explain. So there's a run, and the Gror brings it down. And this is if you really want to understand Sfardim and Ashkenazim, this is the makor for understanding them. And I'll explain to you now. Do you want me to explain this? Okay. So now, if we say that the world was created, according to Rabbi Eliezer, on Rosh Chodesh, in Tishri, Aleph Tishri, Adam HaRishon was created. So so 6 days beforehand, the world was created, right? So a week before Rosh Hashanah was when the world was created. You with me? So, now that the world was created, we have to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu with the tshuva. Why? Because there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Gemara says, machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, right? Is it better for man to be created? Right? Or was it better for him not to be created? What's the halacha? It's better for him not to be created. We are created, b'di'eved. That's the psak.
B'dieved were created. Now, Tosfos says, but for tzaddikim, they were lechatchila created. That's what Tosfos says. The Gemara in Erevin, right? So, what's the vort? And then the Gemara says, and now that we're created, what do we do? You mashmesh b'ma'asav, you pashmesh b'ma'asav. You've probably heard that in Mesirat Yesharim. I'm not going to go into it. Basically, tshuva. Tshuva on the future and tshuva on the past. Okay? It's tshuva. The way we come lechatchila created is tshuva. You with me? So, this is the time to be lechatchila created. So it's a time of slichas, a time of tshuva, a time of supplication. The world is now being created. Now, if you want to be a little bit of a Kabbalist, so we'll say a little bit more. 2 weeks before Adam HaRishon was created, week before the world was created in a fixed way, the world was created beforehand and it was the broken vessels. There was a week of creation and broken vessels. Either world was created, the Ra in the world was created. The second week of creation was when the world was fixed. God fixed the world. Then on the sixth day of creation, Adam HaRishon came, and he was supposed to bring the world to its ultimate fixing, and he sinned, and he brought the world to its broken vessels again. And the purpose of our lives, the purpose of anyone's lives, is to bring the world to fixing. That's the whole reason for the mitzvahs, that's the whole reason for our tachlis, to complete this world in terms of the sin of Adam HaRishon. You with me? That's the reason for the 630 mitzvahs, that's the reason for Klal Yisrael. We have to go, that's a whole parasha, I'm not going to go into that. But that's basically it. You understand what I'm saying? That's like Rosh Hashanah I gave you. But that's the reason for the Ashkenazim saying the Slichos when they say it. They're saying at the time the world was fixing. So how do you fix the world? With tshuva and supplication and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His mercy. You with me? So that's why you guys say Slichos roughly a week before Rosh Hashanah. Sfadim, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Now, Rabbi Eliezer is what? Din. Rabbi Yeshua is what? Chesed. Right? The world came to expression in Nisan, then the Torah was given to us on Shavuot, then the breaking of the Luchot, the first Luchot was on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, right? And then we have 40 days in which Moshe Rabbeinu asked to forgive us, the 40 days of, like, so to speak, anger with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then there was 40 days of appeasing of Rachamim. Those are the 40 days of Erel to Yom Kippur. And those are the 40 days that we say Slichas. The Sfarim say Slichas. That's the reason for the Sfarim say Slichas. Right? You with me? So the reason the Sfarim say Slichas is because they paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. The reason Ashkenazim say Slichas is because they paskin like, so it seems, like Rabbi Eliezer. That's how the Gro brings this run in the beginning of the Halachas of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Bilkei Yosef explains and he says, he brings a Zohar. The Zohar says as follows. Bnei Avraham, the children of Avraham, went to Galus Yishmael. I.e., who's the children of Avraham? Who went to Galus Yishmael? The Sfadim. Right? They went to Galus. They're Midas HaChesed. That's Rabbi Yeshua, Midas HaChesed. Bnei Yitzchak went to Galus Esav. Who's that? The Ashkenazim. They went to the Western world. That's Esav. So, the midah of the Sfarim is more midah of Chesed, the midah of Ashkenaz is more the midah of Din. We have to explain it. The Tachlis is to come to Eretz Yisrael, that's Bnei Yisrael, that's Yaakov Avinu, that's a shiluv of Chesed and Din, which is Tiferes. And in Eretz Yisrael, we have, because Chesed in of itself is not the Tachlis, Din in itself is not the Tachlis. The shiluv, the bringing together of Chesed and Din in Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, right? That's the Tachlis. And then, hopefully, the two Minhagim will come together. That's the Tachlis. That's the purpose of Geula. So the two Minhagim come together and then there's, they each learn from each other. Okay, you with me? That's the Tachlis. So I explained a little bit about Sfarim Ashkenazim as well. Now let's go to the Halacha. The first Halacha we have to know is, because it's such a big day, what do you do when you come to Day of Judgment? You fast. No, you fast. So Erev Rosh Hashanah is a time of fasting. We're worried. Our life's dependent. Not only our physical life. Dying Or living doesn't mean physical death only. It could be spiritual death. It's our judgment on the world to come. And when it says death, the Rambam says, Isurim, bad things happen to us, is also a form of death. A poor man's considered dead. A person who doesn't have children is considered dead. Hardships are a form of death. Isurim are a form of death. Right? So we don't want those things to happen to us. So we fast beforehand. And then, so that's everyone fasts Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the fast starts from Alot HaShachar. You can eat beforehand. Some people have the meaning to get up before Alot HaShachar and eat, because it was Chukas HaGoyim, not to eat before their festivals, so therefore we want to eat beforehand. You don't have to get up before Alot HaShachar, but it's probably good. I'm not saying for Baal Tshuva should be fasting, but if you want to take on Bli Neder, that you'll miss breakfast or something like that. But you don't have to fast. It's not. Certainly first years don't have to fast. But I'm just telling you the concept. You can do other things. Just you have to realize it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a big day coming up. It's a day of din. If you go to court on $1 million, what would you be doing? You'd be working out what you're going to be saying. You'd be working out, people write down things they did wrong. What they're going to do better, how they're going to change. It is a serious day. This is no joke. This is a reality. This is much more of a reality than a court case. This is a real reality. You with me? So that's the first thing. Now, because we have shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and we want it to be new, so we don't blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? Now, this is what you were saying beforehand. Because Klal Yisrael know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them, and He wants their good, and we know that we will, Bezal Hashem, will do tshuva, and we ourselves want to come close to our Creator. That's really our tach. That's really what we want in our lives. So therefore, we're b'tuchim b'din. We're certain that the din is going to come out good for us. So how do we show that? By dressing up for festivals. We dress up nicely. We put on nice clothes. Some people have to put on white. Some women wear white on that day. Some men also. Sephardi men sometimes wear, white, but that's not for us in the yeshiva. Anyone who does that looks like a weirdo, so we don't do that yet. You can wear a white shirt, though. No white trousers, right? Yeah, so.
Do you know any good clothing stores around
here? Huh? It's good to have a haircut, but it's better to have a haircut before Chatzot, before the middle of the day. It's around 12:30, something like that. Okay. It's also, now, to go to the mikveh. Even people who don't go to the mikveh normally, it's good to go to the mikveh mishum, because of the kedusha of the day, and also mishum keri, because if a person has an issue. So it's a good thing to go in every chagzad. But especially Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a person should go to the mikveh beforehand. There's kavanas of the mikveh. Maybe if you want, I'll go through the kavanas of the mikveh. So it says, the first tefillah you do is for purity. That's what Ben Ishchai says. The second tefillah you do is to fix our anger. The third tefillah we do is to sweeten the judgment and make the chesed overcome the judgment. The fourth tefillah we do is to remove from us our weekday garments. Now we're talking about our physical weekday garments, we're talking about our spiritual ones, right? And the fifth one, and the year would go away with all its klalot, with all its, how do you say klalot?
General principles?
No.
With all its curses.
No. And the fifth one is to receive upon ourselves the ha'ara of Kedusha Siyam, the holiness of the day. So that's what we do. It's brought down in halacha that even women toivel, it's not a meaning nowadays, and even single girls toivel, we don't do that nowadays. Okay? Now, what else is there? Both on nights of Rosh Hashanah, there's what's called, you'll find in many houses, that really, really, our pidin, if we were thinking about it, it's a day of judgment. Who can eat before you're judged? Who has an appetite? But it's only because we're certain the Kodesh Baruch Hu we're going to get through this din that we actually can eat. So now, let me explain to you. Whenever a person eats, he forgets things. If you're having a nice steak, you're going to forget Yom HaDin. You're going to have nice food of Yom Tov. When you have nice food, what happens? You begin to forget the Yom HaDin. So Chazal in the Chochmah,
made a special tikkunah. So Gemara increases. Abaye says, simana milsa. Signs are something. They have an effect. Now, they certainly have an effect on Rosh Hashanah, if we understand. This is like the birth of the year. Remember we were explaining? So any little things have. So first of all, Ben Shai says, you shouldn't come home angry. It's the bad news, because anger means din. If you're angry, guess who's going to be angry with you up there? Not a good idea. So now, and we're eating. What happens when a person eats? He forgets. So Chazal made a special takana that in our eating, we will be eating things that remind us of Yemei Adin. So we'll have rubia. We'll have rubia. Shirbu zachuyotenu. We'll increase our merits. We have kauti, right? To cut our sins or the evil people away from us, right? We have different simanim that we're eating, and the kauti is we should cut away those that hate us. Silka yistalku oyvenu. There's all these different simanim that we'll be making, right? Mm-hmm. That we eat pomegranates, because it has lots of seeds. Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs like a rimon, right? Yes, I saw someone showed me, sent me an email, that apparently they measured how many seeds were in a pomegranate, and on average it comes up to 613. Like, I don't know, some Christian guy did it. I don't know if it's true. And the other thing is we dip our bread in honey, so it'd be a sweet year. Svarim don't do it, because honey is considered din. So we dip in salt and sugar.
Oh, is that why? Wait, is that why they say it's death penalty for mixing honey into the incense of the base of Mikdash?
No, it's a different form of honey. It's not. We also have some people have the head of a fish, or head of a ram. Right. They eat a bit of it, then they say to remember the Eilo Shel Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom. There's different minhagim. You'll see the night you do it. Okay, now, we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah because Sifrei Chaim Emesim Munachim B'fanav, the books of life are open in front of us, so you don't say Halal on that day. Another thing we don't do, we don't eat anything which reminds of Chet. That we don't eat the egoz, which is gematria chet, or you know, things like that. We only eat sweet things on Rosh Hashanah, because we don't have anything which represents something which is din. Anything which is sharp represents din. Yeah. Egoz is a walnut. I'll do show for today, but let's explain a different thing. It's brought down in the area, I think the Magen Avraham brings it. That when does a person know he's being judged? When does a person know he's being judged? This is a serious thing.
When he hears a ring.
When he's judging somebody else.
So when a person feels an awakening to cry, that's the time he's being judged. So when a person feels that, he should, you know, like cry and do tshuva.
And if he's never felt.
Kiddush at the night, we say Shehiyanu, right? And we should do that also. And even on the second day, we should be saying a Shehiyanu. If we have a new fruit for the second day, that would be nice. But even without a new fruit, to say Shehiyanu on that fruit, it's also good to say Shehiyanu. Still say Shehiyanu. People get up early on Rosh Hashanah. Because at the beginning, the din starts from the beginning, from Alot HaShachar. So some people get up from Alot HaShachar. We don't, we should get up for davening on time. And people don't sleep at least till after Chatzot. Probably davening will go after Chatzot, so you're okay. Because till then is the time of din. After Chatzot, after the midday, then the Magen Avraham explains in the Tavolot, the Malach is awakened. I.e., what does that mean? It means basically Tkiya Shofar was done, and there was a mituk of the dinim, there was a sweetening of the din, we did tshuva, we davened, the whole Klal Yisrael davened, the din was already Kodesh Baruch Hu went from Kisei Din to Kisei Rachamim. So if you're really tired after Chatzot, you can go to sleep. But it is better to sit and learn, or to say Tehillim if you can't learn. But it's better, but if you, the Magen Avraham says, Yoshev Batal, someone who sits and does nothing, Kiyoshen Dam, it's like he's sleeping. So if you're not doing anything, certainly if you're speaking or doing anything which you're wrong, better go to sleep. Right? And if you do something wrong, better go to sleep even before Chatzot. Okay? During the 10 days of tshuva, we say Hamelech Hakadosh instead of Hakel Hakadosh, VaMelech Hamishpat instead of Hakel Hamishpat. If we miss and say Hakel Hakadosh instead of Hamelech Hakadosh, we have to be chosen at the beginning of the tefillah. That's Atakadosh.
That's
for the 10 days. In the Shmona Esrei. And in Hakel HaMishpat, if we miss and we don't say HaMelech HaMishpat, we don't chose. Okay? That's also for Svadim. Well, there's a very important tefillah. We say Zochreinu. There's Takanas HaGadon, we say Zochreinu L'chaim, Melech Hafetz B'chaim, and Kotveinu B'Seif HaChaim. And there's other ones that we say, you see inserted in the tefillah for these 10 days. Because these are times that we are reminding ourselves of life. So the Ben Ish Chai explains, there's Chaim Ruchaniim, right? And there's Chaim Gashmiim, there's physical life and the spiritual life. And those are mentioned in this part of the Tefillah. The Arizal comes and tells us a very, very big Chiddush here. But maybe for next time. But basically, it's what's called the Nesira. It's basically the Mesiras HaDinim. The time that the Dinim are, the time of Din, that we're removing the Din, is the time we say Zochreinu. Zochreinu is a very, very important time of the Tefillah. And the Mituk of those Dinim, the sweetening of those Dinim, takes place, simply speaking, with Shofar. So, according to the Arizal, we shouldn't have a space between our Shachris and our Tkir Shofar. By Ashkenazim, you have Kiddush in between. It should be a quick Kiddush. It should be a Kiddush without a lot of speaking. A Kiddush, but I'm not saying it should be, there shouldn't be a big miss between the Shachris and the Tkir Shofar, according to the Arizal. That's why Sfarim, they don't have Kiddush in between. They try, at least most minyanim and svarim don't have anything in between. Also, it's really shorter. But Ashkenazim, they do have in between. But I'm just telling you, the concept is that's the time of din, Zochrein, the time of din, and Tkir Shofar is the time of rachamim.